Those of NPR West, this is Day to Day, where we can't wait for 2008. I'm Alex Cohen.
But we have to wait. There's one more show left in 2007, and this is it. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, if you're 19 and your mother's been murdered, what do you do with the burden of dynasty?
The son of Benazir Bhutto has been named the symbolic leader of the Pakistan People's Party. We'll talk with the Bhutto family friend who's known the young man since he was born.
First to Lahore, Pakistan, and journalist Ahmed Rashid. Ahmed, welcome back to Day to Day. And the Bhutto political party, the Pakistan People's Party, it's the largest in the country. Now it's led by her husband and her son. What do you make of this?
This was the best possible solution given the circumstances. It seems pretty strange, I suppose, to Americans or people outside, but the 19-year-old son, who's at Oxford University, will be the chairman of the party, but he will not have any real role to play until he comes back after finishing his studies. The role will be played by the father, Asif Ali Zardari. Clearly, there is going to be opposition to this. Asif Zardari is not considered to be a particularly clean politician. He was in jail for 7 years on corruption charges. But I think the People's Party itself seems very happy at the solution.
Have you met this young man? Is it Bilawal Zardari? Am I pronouncing his first name correctly?
No, his name is Bilawal. No, I mean, actually, nobody has met him. You know, he's hardly lived in Pakistan. He doesn't speak Urdu, the national language. He speaks only English. He spent most of his teenage years in exile in Dubai or London. So nobody really knows him here. It's not even clear who his friends are. He has friends in Dubai, but he doesn't have any friends in Pakistan. So, you know, this is a boy who's, for the time being at least, very much out of his depth. But, you know, he seems to be obviously very bright. He's at Oxford. And clearly, you know, he's going to pick up politics very, very fast.
Well, here he is speaking at this press conference when the results of this were announced, talking about democracy.
My mother always said, democracy is the best revenge.
Well, there he is at 19. You know, Ahmed, this is a great personal story, but you do have to wonder if it isn't more dynastic than democratic.
The big criticism coming from some quarters here is that this was an opportunity to have a proper election for the leader of the party, and a leader who would be a non-Bhutto and would be a genuinely elected leader.
Ahmed, what about the elections that are scheduled for January 8th, that's next week? I read an Associated Press story from yesterday with the parties there all agreeing that the vote should go ahead as scheduled. And then I read another one today saying it's going to be delayed. Which is it?
Well, I think what's certainly going to happen is we're waiting until the 1st of January, tomorrow, when the Election Commission is actually going to announce the date for the elections. Now, clearly what is happening is that previously the government wanted to have this election very early. All the opposition parties were asking for a delay because they didn't have enough time to campaign and to organize themselves. Now it's the shoe is on the other foot. Now you have the government wanting to delay because they fear very much that there's going to be a sympathy vote for the Pakistan People's Party, which will just sweep aside the party that the army is backing and that Musharraf is backing, that is the Pakistan Muslim League, which has been ruling the country since 2002.
Ahmed Rashid, an independent journalist based in Lahore, Pakistan. Ahmed, I wish you a happy new year, although it seems more like a dangerous one, actually.
Well, I can tell you here, everything has been cancelled. People have cancelled dinners and parties. People have cancelled weddings and engagements. The last couple of days, the newspapers have been full with cancellation notices. People are still absolutely depressed by the assassination of Benazir Bhutto.
All right. Thanks, Ahmed. Good luck to you.
Thank you.